News release COVID-19, Health, Wellness Today, October 13, Nova Scotia is reporting 24 new cases of COVID-19 and 32 recoveries. There are 23 cases in Central Zone and one case in Western Zone. There is community spread in Central Zone, primarily among people aged 20 to 40 who are unvaccinated and participating in social activities. On October 12, 5 schools were notified of an exposures at their school. As always, all staff, parents and guardians are notified of exposures if a positive case, student, teacher or staff, was at the school while infectious. A list of schools with exposures is available online. https://backtoschool.ednet.ns. CA, school exposures as of today, Nova Scotia has 187 active cases of COVID-19. Of those, 16 people are in hospital, including 2 in ICU. On October 12, Nova Scotia Health Authority's labs completed 2,034 tests. As of October 12, 1,537,698 doses of COVID-19 vaccine have been administered. Of those, 742,288 Nova Scotians have received their second dose. Since August 1, there have been 1,137 positive COVID-19 cases and 4 deaths. Cases range in age from under 10 to over 90. There are 946 resolved cases. Cumulative cases may change as data is updated in Panorama. Testing advice. Nova Scotians with or without symptoms can book a test at https://covidselfassessment. NovaScotia.ca/n for COVID-19 for COVID-19 testing centers across the province. Those eligible to receive asymptomatic testing are listed at https://www.nshealth.ca/visit-covid-19-testing-site. Those with no symptoms who do not meet the criteria are encouraged to use one of the rapid testing pop-up sites if they want to be tested. Some public health mobile unit clinics also offer drop-in testing. This will be noted in promotions. Anyone with COVID-19 symptoms is advised to self-isolate and book a COVID-19 test. Anyone advised by public health that they were a close contact needs to complete a full 14-day quarantine, regardless of test results, unless they are fully vaccinated. If they are fully vaccinated at least 14 days before the exposure date, they do not need to self-isolate as long as they are not experiencing any COVID-19 symptoms. They should still get tested and should monitor for symptoms up to 14 days after the exposure date. If symptoms develop, they should get tested and self-isolate until they receive a negative test result. Symptoms and self-assessment. Nova Scotians should visit https://covidselfassessment. NovaScotia.ca/to-do-a-self-assessment if in the past 48 hours they have had or are currently experiencing cough, new or worsening, or 2 or more of the following symptoms: fever, chills, sweats, headache, runny nose or nasal congestion, sore throat, shortness of breath or difficulty breathing. People should call 811 if they cannot access the online self-assessment or wish to speak with a nurse about their symptoms. Anyone with symptoms should immediately self-isolate and book a test. Quick facts. A state of emergency was declared under the Emergency Management Act on March 22, 2020, and has been extended to October 17, 2021. Additional resources. Nova Scotians can find accurate, up-to-date information, handwashing posters and fact sheets at https://novascotia.ca/coronavirus. More information on COVID-19 case data, testing and vaccines is available at https://novascotia.ca/coronavirus/data. More information about public health text notifications of positive COVID-19 cases and close contacts is available here. https://www.nshealth.ca/news/publichealth begins contacting positive COVID-19 cases close contacts text message Government of Canada. https://canada.ca/coronavirus or 1-833-784-4397, toll free.